The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi, I'm Abby, and I'm the director and designer of Abigail Mentor Designs. When I was a soloist with the Pennsylvania Ballet, I wanted more coverage than just a Leo and tights could offer, but the skirts I found made me feel frumpy and short. I wanted a bit of whimsy to inspire creativity for those long rehearsal days. Inspired by the fond memories I have of sewing with my grandmother as a kid, I built a piece to suit my body type and my spirit. Turns out, the shape I built fits every dancer's body type, framing the long, lean lines we strive for. Girls love how the skirt is flirty and fun, and I love how this piece inspires a healthy body image for them. That the skirt exhibits our best qualities as dancers. Our power, our creativity, our femininity. Now, I'm delighted to extend my signature design to you through my website, abigailmentordesigns.com. And as a thank you for listening to Rediscovering the Dream, I'm offering a 10% discount on your next purchase of an Abigail Mentor Designs skirt. Go to abigailmentordesigns.com and enter the promo code PDN at checkout. The promotion is good for the month of January, so you can feel fun and flirty in the new year. Seasonal colors are limited, so be sure to go to abigailmentordesigns.com before they're gone. Thanks so much. Keep dancing your hearts out.
Hi, everyone. Kimberly Falker here, the host of the longest-running podcast on dance, Balancing Point Podcast, and the owner and CEO of the world's largest podcast network dedicated solely to dance. We currently host 10 shows on the network, each providing you with amazing value and insight into the world of dance. And one of these shows is called Potted Chat, hosted by Barry Carolus. And if you've not had a chance to listen to his show, now is the time. He recently produced an episode called Holiday Shopping Ideas for Dancers. On this show, he gathered recommendations from each of the hosts featured on the Premier Dance Network. Not only that, but some of the hosts offered some amazing giveaways. So if you're looking for gift ideas or would like a chance to win one of the giveaways offered, stop by Premier Dance Network and click on Barry's show, Pod to Chat. All right, so let's get started with today's episode of The Katherine Morgan Show.
Everybody, welcome to episode 30 of the Katherine Morgan Show. Today we are going to be talking about the benefits and the disadvantages of private lessons. A lot of you have asked me in the past, can I just do private lessons instead of ballet class? That's another big question. So I just want to talk about private lessons today. Private lessons are a fabulous supplement to your dancing. I myself teach private lessons all the time with many different students, and they always tell me how much it helps. They love the personalized attention. You know, it's a lot harder because it's just you and there's not a second group to go, and you there, you know, you're standing there getting your breath back. So it's a lot harder than a normal class, and you get a lot more corrections, obviously. But it could be a really great thing to further your dance training. When I was a young dancer, I took a couple private lessons, but I actually never really had that many. And when I went to SAB, I stopped my private lessons altogether. Some SAB dancers do have private lessons. They're not technically allowed, but some dancers do anyway at other schools. But SAB's policy on private lessons is they're really not allowed. And that is because they want to keep everything in the Balanchine style and completely, you know, hone in on your training and have only those teachers train these dancers. But that's at the School of American Ballet, when you dance all day long every day. Most dancers don't get that kind of training, so private lessons can be very beneficial. However, the answer to the question, can I just do private lessons instead of normal ballet class? Absolutely not. Just doing private lessons as a training tool is not a good thing. While they're super beneficial, in addition to your normal classes, you know, as extra classes and extra work, you cannot just do private lessons for a multitude of reasons. First of all, you need to be in a classroom setting. You need to see how you stack up against everybody else. You need to see, you know, how you move in comparison to everybody else. You need to be encouraged by the other dancers. You know, oftentimes you'll improve in ballet just because there's somebody in the class that, you know, you want to turn more than them, you want to jump higher than them, and so it's motivation to be in a class with many other dancers. And again, you need to see how you stack up. If you constantly are doing private lessons, you're never compared to any other dancers. You have no idea where you stand. So come audition time, you know, you're going to either be completely, well, you're not going to be, there's no either about it. You're going to be completely shocked in the setting. You're not going to know how to dance around people. You're not going to, you know how you stack up. And it could be a shock. And you might see, you know, that you've wasted a lot of your time doing that because you might not be anywhere near the level of the other dancers in the class. And that brings me to another point. You need to be able to dance with other people. When you get in a ballet company, you will start in the core. No matter what, you will start in the core. And you will have to learn how to dance with other people, stay in line, watch out for other people. You know, if you've just been doing private lessons the whole time, you're not going to understand spatial awareness. You're not going to understand, you know, having to deal with other people. It's just you all the time in a private lesson. So class is beneficial in seeing where you stand up against everybody else, but also, you know, learning how to dance with other people. I know a lot of dancers do private lessons to prepare for ballet competitions, and that's great. But I also know a lot of dancers who only rehearse. They never do full class. They just warm up and constantly do their variation over and over and over and over again. And let me tell you, you cannot be a professional doing that for a multitude of reasons. First of all, is you're going to be lopsided. If you're only doing your variation and not doing normal class and not doing all the steps in the repertoire and not, you know, doing normal technique, you're going to be lopsided. You're only going to turn one way. You're only going to lift one leg. You're going to have one leg that's much stronger than the other. So yes, absolutely. Have private lessons to rehearse your variations, to rehearse for ballet competition. You have to. But if that's all you're doing, it's not going to stand you in good stead if you'd like to be a professional dancer. Because to be a professional, you've got to be able to turn to both sides. You've got to be able to jump to both sides. You know, you can't have one great grand jeté on the right side and not be able to do a grand jeté on the left side. You know, you've got to be a well-rounded dancer. So you must be doing full class every day in addition to your private lessons to rehearse your variation, because that can only help you. You know, by working on all the steps, it's just going to improve your strength, improve your dancing. So come time to do the variation, you're going to be a well-rounded dancer and not be so totally lopsided that you can only do that variation. If you are interested in doing private lessons, the absolute key element is to find the right teacher. Many ballet teachers have an issue in that they almost resent their students because they're jealous of them. And so I've heard that in private lessons, sometimes instead of being encouraging, they're nothing but disruptive and they're nothing but, you know, discouraging. Oh, why can't you do that? Why can't you do that? You need to be able to be corrected. You need to be, you know, they need to be hard on you, but they don't need to be so discouraging that you walk out of there not ever wanting to dance again. The way I approach my privates that I teach is that I make sure that I ask the student ahead of time what they want to work on, and we focus on that. And then by the end of the class with me, they're feeling encouraged, not discouraged. If you are taking private lessons and you are feeling discouraged at the end of a lesson, you're probably with the wrong teacher. It's normal to be discouraged at the end of a ballet class. You might have had an off day. You know, some other persons might be bugging you. But the end of a private lesson, you should be encouraged. You should feel like you worked really hard, that you've made some improvements, that your coach or your teacher has listened to you and been encouraging. Because as my own experience with a dancer, as a dancer, somebody sort of beating something into me never helped. Do it again. Nope. Do it again. Nope. Do it again. No, that never helped me. Do it again and fix something. Oh, why don't you try this? And let's try this thing. Or why don't you do your arms like this? That's the benefit of a coach, is to build the student up, to encourage them, to get them excited about dancing. I never want my students to leave miserable, and they don't. So we focus on things, and if it's not working, if I see they've done a pirouette over and over and over and over and over again, we leave it. You know, your students should always be encouraged, and you as a student should be encouraged leading a private lesson. If you're working with a coach on a variation for a ballet competition, it's the same thing. You should walk out of there feeling like, oh, it was better than yesterday, and she really helped me with this, and she was, you know, complimentary and encouraging me, and yet she was hard on me, but at the same time, you know, instead of, she was so mean to me, I can't do anything, I hate myself, because that's not going to help you as a dancer. You know, you don't want to walk out of that studio feeling miserable. So if you are in a situation where your private coach is derogatory or putting you down in some way, it might be time to find another coach, because you've got to be encouraged. You've got to have your private lessons be a boost for you, not a setback. So again, I think private lessons are great for you guys. They are an excellent supplemental training that many dancers need. They need that one-on-one time. They need to be corrected and, you know, be kind of put through the ringer a little bit, but at the same time, it needs to be an encouraging thing for you. You can have a teacher be really hard on you and still be encouraging. There's a fine line, but I think it's a great thing, but don't only take private lessons. You will be very, very lopsided. You will never know where you stand, and you won't know how to dance with other people. So that's my take on private lessons. Again, I teach them, so I'm all for them. Those are just my tips. I hope that kind of helps you guys out. So on today's Katie's Corner, I want to re-mention the Dancer's Best Body Program, because for the next 48 hours, noon Eastern on the 6th to noon Eastern on the December the 8th, they are offering a gifting period just for my listeners and my viewers on YouTube. And you can use the promo Katie, K-A-T-I-E, all in lowercase, to get $30 off. So if you were interested in the program and interested in getting your best body now and figuring out your eating, yet you didn't want to buy it for yourself, in the next 48 hours, you can have someone gift it to you and get $30 off using the promo code KATIE, all lowercase. I will have all the information on the show notes page for episode 30 on my website, KatherineMorganOnline.com. But I encourage you guys, again, to take advantage of this program. It can really, really help you. You can follow me on YouTube or Facebook. Just type in Katherine Morgan and I should pop right up. You can also follow me on Instagram at Katherine_Morgan and on Twitter and Snapchat at Katherine_E. Morgan. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys next time.